When you're doing something for somebody, and if the person is very resourceful, won't he provide all the help that you need? If a rich man has a cook, if the cook wants to cook something nice for his master, does he have to go beg money to buy the food for master? No. Master will provide everything. So that's what happens when you serve Krishna. Krishna will provide with everything that we need. Only difference is that the ordinary master, we can see him, we can talk to him, but here we can't see Krishna, therefore we have to act with faith. That Krishna is there, if I'm serving Krishna, Krishna will provide. That's the only difference. And we have the faith that Krishna is there, isn't it? Isn't Krishna there? Isn't Krishna seeing everything? Isn't Krishna registering whatever we have in our hearts? And if our intention to serve Him is genuine, then won't Krishna give us all the help? And the result is, whatever we do will be successful. Like victory for Arjun or Pandavas were, you know, guaranteed. Krishna showed Arjun, all these people are dead. It's not you have to kill them. They're already dead. Victory is yours. So that's what happens when you do things for Krishna. So do things. Do things. Whatever you like to do, do it. But do it for Krishna. If you like to fight, fight. But fight for Krishna. If you like to write, write for Krishna. If you like to sing, sing for Krishna. If you like to dance, dance for Krishna. If you like to speak, speak for Krishna. You can do everything for Krishna, actually. Whatever you like to do, just do it for Krishna. That's the meaning of Krishna consciousness. It's simply a matter of paradigm shift from selfishness to Krishna consciousness. Instead of doing it for my sake, let's do it for Krishna.